From a place for concerts, like this one, to a perfect picnic spot, Tallahassee's Cascades Park may be considered the crown jewel of Tallahassee's most recent development efforts. City officials envision a walkable community that starts in College Town and moves east, connecting neighborhoods down Gaines Street, eventually culminating at the park, where most evenings kids play and people like Trish Red take advantage of the running paths.
It's a really nice, well-lit, safe place for us to come out in the evening and just have a sense of community and see each other in the evenings. People don't sit on their front porches and wave hi to the neighbors anymore. Nobody's outside. So we have to have areas like this where we can actually gather and socialize.
And during a panel discussion earlier this year, Tallahassee Leon County Director of Planning, Cherie Bryant, told WFSU that sense of community is exactly what government officials are aiming for. It's all part of a plan approved by city and county commissioners and carried out by Bryant's office.
Gaines Street is standing out because of the way it's built. It's the walkability, the way the buildings address the street, the way they create that urban form, which is really starting to give that sense of identity for the street and for the city.
But for some, those same development efforts, attempts to create community and a sense of place, are instead causing a sense of displacement.
I don't know. I feel really isolated.
Kelly Wood lives in a secluded neighborhood near Gaines Street. Her apartment co-op, full of people who tend to prefer biking over cars and fields over sidewalks, now sits in the shadow of College Town's latest multi-use developments.
I walk everywhere, and I greatly prefer to walk in my community here where, you know, I walk to work every day through a field, or you pass by two fields, actually. I see houses that you can tell have been here for years and years and years. There's a house on the corner over there. There's a church on Mosley. It's a way nicer experience than any time I, you know, choose to walk down Gaines. I would say this is a community, and that is just kind of a artificial trying to be a community.
But whether people like what they see when it comes to the city's development efforts or they don't, they'll have a chance to voice that opinion in November when they head to the polls. Ryan Smart is the director of 1,000 Friends of Florida, an organization focused on promoting positive growth and development.
The decisions are being made by the commissioners. They're the ones that we elect to make the decisions, and they ultimately make them. So good development or bad development really comes down upon our elected commissioners.
Smart says when it comes to controlling urban sprawl or encouraging good community development, federal officials and state officials have an impact. But the greatest impact comes from a place where voters tend to pay the least attention, at the community level, in races for city and county commissioner. To find out where a local candidate stands on growth management issues, Smart suggests asking a few simple questions.
Are you going to encourage and support development that's close to the Tallahassee's core or out in the rural communities? Are you going to support infill? Are you going to support mixed-use development? You know, ask about transportation choices. You know, what are you going to do besides building new roads to help people get around Tallahassee? Because the answer just can't always be building new roads. Roads lead to sprawl.
Smart says questions for county commissioners might revolve around water quality and septic tanks. And he says citizens might consider asking commissioners whether they support a document created by 1,000 Friends called the Citizens Planning Bill of Rights. It includes 5 provisions intended to give citizens a larger voice in development decisions. This year in Leon County and Tallahassee, 5 commission seats came up for re-election. Heading into the general election in November, 2 of the races are yet to be decided. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.